Welcome to episode 37 of Shadows of Mystery. Today, we delve into one of history's most perplexing enigmas, the disappearance of the lost colony of Roanoke. For over four centuries, this mystery has captivated historians, researchers, and storytellers alike, leaving behind questions that continue to baffle us. What became of the English settlers who vanished without a trace? Was their disappearance due to conflict, starvation, integration with local tribes, or something even more inexplicable? In this episode, we journey into the shadows of the past, piecing together the fragments of this haunting tale to uncover what might have happened. The story of the lost colony of Roanoke is one of the most fascinating and enduring mysteries in American history. It is a tale of ambition, hardship, and human perseverance that defies easy answers. It speaks to the challenges of survival in a vast, uncharted world and the resilience of those who dared to dream of a new beginning. From its hopeful start to its mysterious ending, the enigma of Roanoke offers a glimpse into the harsh realities of colonization and the fragile balance between hope and despair. It all began in 1587 when a group of 115 English settlers, including women and children, arrived on Roanoke Island, off the coast of what is now North Carolina. Led by Governor John White, they carried with them bold dreams of establishing the first permanent English colony in the New World. The settlers envisioned a life filled with new opportunities, free from the constraints and hardships of the Old World. They sought to carve out a future in an untamed land ripe with promise, yet fraught with danger. But the dream of Roanoke quickly turned into a struggle for survival. The colonists faced countless challenges, from dwindling supplies to the unforgiving terrain and the unfamiliar climate. Tensions with neighboring Native American tribes further compounded their difficulties, creating an uneasy alliance that could shift at any moment. As months turned into years, the settlers' hope began to waver. Supplies ran critically low, and the colony's future became uncertain. In 1587, Governor White made the difficult decision to sail back to England for additional supplies, leaving his daughter, son-in-law, and infant granddaughter, Virginia Dare, the first English child born in the Americas, among the settlers. However, political turmoil and the looming threat of the Spanish Armada delayed White's return to Roanoke for three long years. When he finally managed to return in 1590, what he found, or rather what he didn't find, would become one of the greatest unsolved mysteries in American history. The colony was completely deserted. The settlers had vanished without a trace, leaving behind no sign of struggle, conflict, or even preparation for departure. Their homes were intact, their belongings abandoned, and no graves or bodies were found to indicate what might have happened. All that remained was the word Croaowen carved into a wooden post and crow, etched into a tree, mystifying clues that have puzzled historians for centuries. These cryptic messages suggested a possible connection to Croatoan Island, now Hatteras Island, which was home to a Native American tribe that had previously shown some degree of cooperation and amicable relations with the colonists. Yet, despite extensive research, no definitive evidence has ever been discovered to confirm the theory that the settlers relocated to or integrated with the Croatoan people. Over the centuries, countless theories have emerged to explain the fate of the lost colony. Did the settlers assimilate with local tribes to ensure their survival? This theory holds weight, as various reports from later explorers noted sightings of fair-skinned Native Americans with European features, which some believe may have been descendants of the missing colonists. Others speculate that disease, starvation, or lack of resources might have decimated their population, forcing them to abandon the settlement in search of help. There are also theories of hostile forces, suggesting that conflict with more aggressive tribal groups or rival colonial powers led to their demise. Some even entertain the idea that something more mysterious or sinister occurred, supernatural or otherworldly explanations rooted in folklore and imagination, from curses to alien abductions, though these remain firmly in the realm of legend. The mysterious disappearance of the Roanoke settlers continues to capture public fascination, sparking endless research, debate, and storytelling. Many archaeologists and historians have dedicated years to piecing together any evidence, from artifacts to oral histories, that could shed light on what truly happened. Despite the lack of concrete answers, the story of the lost colony endures as a poignant reminder of the fragility of human endeavors when faced with the unpredictable and often harsh realities of the natural world. Join us in this episode as we explore the incredible and haunting enigma of Roanoke, delving deeper into the evidence, the theories, and the enduring legacy of one of history's greatest mysteries. The tragic tale of Roanoke began with hope and ambition. Governor John White, an artist and mapmaker, had been commissioned to lead the settlers in establishing a permanent English colony in the New World. Among the colonists were his daughter Eleanor Dare and his newborn granddaughter Virginia Dare, the first English child born in the Americas, whose birth symbolized hope for the survival and growth of the settlement. The colonists faced challenges from the start, including limited resources, harsh weather, and the need to establish relationships with the local Native American tribes. Pressed by the settlers to secure the aid they desperately needed, Governor White made the difficult decision to return to England to gather provisions and reinforcements. Though he was reluctant to leave his family and the struggling colony behind, he had no choice but to go. Tragically, White's return to Roanoke was delayed far longer than anyone could have anticipated. England was deeply embroiled in a war with Spain, a conflict that came to a head with the infamous Spanish Armada. Queen Elizabeth I had ordered nearly all available ships to defend the nation against the looming Spanish threat, leaving White unable to secure passage across the Atlantic. Every effort White made to organize a return voyage was thwarted, as ships were either taken for military use or deemed too valuable to risk on a transatlantic journey during wartime. It was an agonizing wait of nearly 3 years before White was finally able to set sail for Roanoke in 1590. When he finally arrived, he was met with a scene that has baffled and haunted historians ever since. The colony was completely deserted. The settlement was eerily quiet, with no sign of the 115 colonists he had left behind, including his daughter and granddaughter, Virginia Dare, the first English child born in the New World. The homes had been carefully dismantled rather than destroyed, and there were no immediate signs of violence or struggle. Instead, White found two cryptic clues left behind by the settlers. The word Croatoan had been carved into a wooden post, and the letters CRO were etched into a nearby tree. These inscriptions seemed to suggest that the colonists had relocated to Croatoan Island, known today as Hatteras Island, which was home to the Native American tribe of the same name. White was hopeful that this clue meant the settlers were alive and had sought refuge with the Croatoan tribe. However, his attempts to investigate were thwarted by harsh weather. A sudden storm made it impossible for White's crew to safely navigate to the island, and they were ultimately forced to abandon their search and return to England. For White, it was a devastating blow. Not only had he failed to reunite with his family, but he also returned home burdened by uncertainty about their fate. The dream of establishing a thriving English colony in the New World had vanished, leaving only questions and heartbreak in its wake. What happened to the lost colony of Roanoke? That question has captivated historians, archaeologists, and storytellers for centuries. Over time, numerous theories have emerged, each attempting to explain the mysterious disappearance. Some believe the settlers may have assimilated with the Croatoan tribe, forming a blended community. Others speculate that they perished due to starvation, disease, or conflict with other Native American groups. A more sinister theory suggests they were victims of a massacre. Despite extensive research and archaeological efforts, no definitive evidence has been found to solve the mystery. The lost colony of Roanoke remains one of history's most enduring enigmas, a haunting tale of hope, tragedy, and unanswered questions. One of the leading theories is that the colonists assimilated with the Croatoan tribe, who are believed to be ancestors of the Hatteras tribe. Archaeological evidence supports this idea, with artifacts such as English pottery and tools found in Native American villages on Hatteras Island. It's possible the settlers joined the tribe to survive, blending their traditions and lives with the local people. Another theory suggests the colonists faced conflict with nearby Native American tribes. Roanoke was located in a volatile area, surrounded by tribes with existing hostilities and territorial disputes. The colonists' arrival may have disrupted the delicate balance of power in the region, intensifying tensions. With their limited supplies, lack of reinforcements, and growing desperation, it's conceivable that violence erupted, ultimately leading to the colony's disappearance. However, the lack of physical evidence, such as signs of a struggle or battle in the settlement, raises significant questions about this scenario. Some historians also argue that the colonists may have attempted to integrate with local tribes for survival rather than fight them, which could complicate this theory further. Some speculate that the colonists tried to sail back to England themselves. They had a small pinnace, a lightweight ship capable of short journeys, which could have been used to attempt the treacherous voyage across the Atlantic. With dwindling supplies and no relief ships in sight, the colonists may have seen this as their only hope of survival. However, with no records of their arrival in England and the dangers of 16th century ocean travel, violent storms, navigational challenges, and the threat of starvation, this theory remains speculative at best. It's also unclear whether the small pinnace would have been capable of carrying all the colonists, raising the possibility that only a few may have attempted the journey, leaving the fate of the others unknown. A darker possibility is that the colony was destroyed by Spanish forces. At the time, Spain and England were locked in a bitter rivalry for dominance in the New World. Spanish forces were known to target English outposts in an effort to maintain their territorial claims and weaken England's expansion efforts. A Spanish attack on Roanoke would not have been out of character for the period. However, there is no evidence directly linking Spanish forces to the colony's disappearance. No Spanish records mention an attack on Roanoke, and no artifacts or signs of a raid have been uncovered, leaving this theory as pure conjecture. Still, the geopolitical climate of the time makes it an intriguing possibility. Environmental factors and disease also cannot be ruled out. The colonists faced numerous natural challenges, including hurricanes, harsh winters, and food shortages due to failed crops or difficulty hunting and foraging in unfamiliar territory. These hardships would have been exacerbated by diseases that the settlers had no immunity to, such as malaria or dysentery, which could have spread rapidly in the close quarters of the settlement. Such cataclysmic conditions may have devastated the population, leaving the colony empty and abandoned without a trace. Additionally, some researchers suggest rising sea levels or extreme weather events could have submerged parts of the settlement, erasing key pieces of evidence over time. The mystery of Roanoke's disappearance remains one of history's most enduring puzzles, a captivating enigma that has fascinated historians, archaeologists, and storytellers for centuries. With every theory that emerges, we gain compelling yet incomplete insights into what might have happened to the ill-fated lost colony, leaving room for endless speculation and curiosity. One of the most intriguing developments in unraveling this mystery is the discovery of Site X, located in Burdick County, North Carolina, miles away from Roanoke Island. This site has yielded Tudor-era pottery and tools that hint at a possible relocation of the colonists. Archaeologists theorize that a small group from Roanoke may have moved inland to this hidden location, potentially establishing a fort or settlement to ensure safety and survival. This evidence suggests that the colonists might not have disappeared into oblivion, but instead chose to adapt and endure by moving away from the vulnerability of the coast. The discovery of Site X strengthens the possibility that relocation played a significant role in the colony's fate, though questions about their ultimate survival remain unanswered. To truly understand the Roanoke mystery, it's essential to consider the individuals whose lives were at the heart of this story. John White, the colony's governor, was not just a leader, but also an artist and cartographer whose detailed maps and illustrations provide a glimpse into the New World as it was seen by these early settlers. His anguish over the disappearance of the colonists, particularly his daughter Eleanor Dare and granddaughter Virginia Dare, the first English child born in the Americas, adds a deeply personal dimension to the historical narrative. Eleanor Dare herself stands as a testament to the resilience of women in the early colonial era, embodying hope and courage in the face of unimaginable challenges. The story also intersects with the histories of the Native American peoples who played pivotal roles in the colony's fate. Manteo and Wanchese, two Native American men from the Algonquian-speaking tribes, traveled to England before the colony's establishment, serving as cultural ambassadors of sorts. Upon their return to Roanoke, they found themselves at the center of a complex and often fraught relationship between the English settlers and indigenous tribes. These interactions highlight the cultural misunderstandings and tensions that shaped the early colonial experience, as two vastly different worlds struggled to coexist and communicate. The enduring allure of Roanoke's mystery lies not only in its unanswered questions, but also in the human stories it represents. Theories about the lost colony abound, from assimilation with Native American tribes to death by starvation, disease, or conflict. Yet these theories serve as a reminder that the colonists were not just names on a ship's manifest. They were real people, dreamers, adventurers, and families, seeking a better life in an unknown land. Their courage to venture into the wild and untamed frontier speaks to the universal human spirit of exploration and resilience. One thing is certain: the lost colony of Roanoke remains more than a historical curiosity. It is a story that continues to inspire and challenge us, urging us to explore the boundaries of what we know and to embrace the mystery of what we don't. It's a tale that invites us to connect with the past while igniting our imagination about what might have been. For more stories like this one, subscribe to Shadows of Mystery. Join us on our next journey into the enigmas of history that keep us questioning, wondering, and exploring the unknown. Together, let's uncover the stories that make us think differently about the limits of human endurance and the mysteries of the past.